Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. We are holding on Daf Samach and base a couple of lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Shaki Klar, Lezechon Nishmas Yanti Bas Avram, and by Avishai Newman, Lezechon Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Lezechon Nishmas Arfreda Bas Avram Aryeh, and also by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding at the very end of Daf Samach Amid Beis. We are at the words Amrav Amarav Mishum Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara is going to tell it. The last words on the line are Amarav, about 6 lines from the end of the page. The Gemara is going to tell us the story of Rabbi Akiva always saying Kol David Rachmana Letav Avid, and how that actually played out in his life, where something seemed terrible, but he kept a positive attitude, and then ultimately it was shown to be that he had reason to be positive about what seemed like negative developments. Then the Gemara is going to have 3 explanations of why the pasuk says Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Adam with 2 yuds. The word Vayitzar with 2 yuds. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about exactly how Chava was created. Was Chava created Achar V'Kedem Sarasani, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made like Siamese twins, or was it that Chava was fashioned out of a tail of Adam Arishon? And the Gemara is going to bring 5 rayas which side is correct in terms of that machlokas, and that's going to lead us into a discussion, since we talk about Achar V'Kedem, about walking behind a woman. The Gemara is going to talk, once we're talking about walking behind a woman, we're also going to talk about walking behind a shul, and that you're not allowed to do that except in certain circumstances. The Gemara is going to give the exceptions. Then at the end of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the role of each part of the body in terms of the digestion process and breathing and sleeping, and what happens if something breaks down. The Gemara is then going to tell us the concept of tzaddikim gemurim, rishayim gemurim, and the notion of a beinuni. And then we're going to have the idea that b'chol nafshecha, afilu notels nafshecha, that a person has to be moser nefesh for his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to tell another famous story with Rabbi Akiva, how he was moser nefesh in order to teach Torah. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to give some of the details about the halacha that a person is not allowed to be mekel rosh or relieve himself right across from the makom hamigdash. So let's begin. Amrav unamrav mishum rameir v'chein tanu mishmei de Rabbi Akiva. A person should get in the habit of saying that whatever happens is all for the good, meaning even if it doesn't seem good right now, ultimately it's for the good. Like we learned about yesterday, that even that while we do say a dayana emes, when a person's field gets flooded, we do have the recognition that ultimately in the long term it's often for the good. The story was, Rabbi Kiva was traveling once, Matali Masa, he got to a certain city, Bayushbiza, and he looked for a place to stay. Lo yahavilei, and no one gave him anywhere to stay. Amar called David Rachmanu Latav. He said, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good, and even though I don't have a place to stay, it must be that it's for the best. Azul bas bedabra. So he went and he slept in the field outside of the city. And he had with him a tarnagol to wake him up in the morning, a donkey to ride on, and a candle to keep to have some light during the nighttime. Asa zika kavil shraga. A wind came, blew out the candle. Asa shuna achle tarnagola. A cat came and it ate the tarnagol. Asa arye achle lechamra. And then a lion came and it ate the donkey. Amar, and Rabbi Kiva kept that attitude. He said, "Kol David Rachmana letav. Everything Hashem does is for the good." Veibelele asa gaisa. And during that night, an invading troop came and shavya lemasa, and they took captive everyone who was in that city. So Rabbi Kiva, had he stayed in that city, would have been held captive by these soldiers. So Amar Lahu, Lav Ami Lahu Kol Mashos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hakol Letova. So Rabbi Akiva said to his Talmidim, you see, I was right. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good, and this too was for the good. Va'amrav unamrav mishum rameir. La'olam yudvar shaladam mu'atin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person should always have very few words in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, al tevayel al picha, v'libucha al yemayr lahotzi davar lifnei Elokim, ki Elokim b'shamayim v'atal ha'aretz al kein, yud v'recha ma'atim. Meaning the pasuk says it explicitly, that because you're down here and Hashem is up there, you should have very few words. But what does that mean, very few words? Aren't we supposed to daven halvay she'yisfal adam kol hayom kula? What happened to that? That we should be davening all day, that we should have a lot of words. So Rashi in Sefer Koheles understands that it means you shouldn't be medaber kasha, lashos klape maile. You should speak in a respectful tone toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't, altival means that the pasuk is altival alpicha, means don't be too assertive in the way that you approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's what we learned back on Daf Lamed Dal, that a person is supposed to stand like an eved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you misadid the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first before you even have any bakashos. And then the last few brachos, you're putting yourself mifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an eved lifnei rabbo. The Ibn Ezra, however, in Kohela says that altival means that it should be, your tefillah shouldn't be too long. It should be short and bekavana, rather than long and without kavana. And that's the expression, tov ma'at bekavana, mehar b'shalo bekavana. That if a person can say a little bit with kavana, could say fewer words with kavana, then better than saying, Rav Shakta tells us all the time, that he never ever says all three parts of the v'hu rachman, the long tachnun, on Mondays and Thursdays. He says he's never been to a shul where he has the ability to say the entire thing bekavana. So he'll say one part each time, tov ma'at bekavana, mehar b'shalo bekavana. The Tzlach points out that it means a person shouldn't be marbe b'shevach ta'kadosh baruch hu, and that's based on the Gemara we had back on Daf Lamed Gimel. Siyamti l'kuli shvachei demarei. You're going to be mashviach ha'kadosh baruch hu with all sorts of phrases about how wonderful he is. You can never do it. We can never do it justice. So we have to just stick to what the Anshei Knesset Gedolah taught us. Hakela gadol yibar v'adar. Stick to just those words that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah told us in terms of being mishabeach ha'kadosh baruch hu. Says Gemara further now. Dar Shem Nachum Baruch Chista Maidich. Why is it that the Torah spells the word Vayitzar with two yuds? So Shnei Yitzar and Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created within man two Yitzarim, Echad Yitzar Tov, Ve'Echad Yitzar Ra. So we're going to have three explanations. That's the first one, that the two yuds represent the Yitzar Tov and the Yitzar Ra. But the Gemara rejects this. Maskev Ravnachem Yitzar Kelamayata, Behema Delok Sivba Vayitzar Les La Yitzra. Do you mean to tell me that a Behema does not have a Yitzar Hara because it doesn't say Vayitzar with two yuds? V'kachazin and the maskav and nashcha v'ata. Animals do all sorts of terrible things. They damage people all the time. So elad k'drab shim v'mpazi. So it must be a second explanation of why it has two yuds in the word Vayitzar. Dam rab shim v'mpazi, oili miyotzri v'oili miyitzri. That the two yuds represent that Kadosh Baruch will be upset if I follow my Yitzar Hara, and the Yitzar Hara will not leave me alone if I follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. Inam k'drab yirm ben elazar. Or a third explanation, Dam rab yirm ben elazar, do partzuf in bara Kadosh Baruch Hu b'adam harishon. Adam Rishon had two faces, one on each side of his body. Shema achar v'kedem sartani. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made in front and in back two zachar and a kev. So it was like a Siamese twin together with Chava. That's how Adam was created. So once we mention that, we're going to talk a little bit about the creation of Chava. The pasuk says, "Ve'even Hashem Elokim es Hatzela," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the rib. We normally translate Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Partzuf, Chad Amar Zanav. One opinion says that it was a Partzuf, meaning that there was an actual like Siamese twin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to separate from Adam Rishon, and that was Chava. And the other one says that no, it was a tail that Adam Rishon had when he was originally created. And Kadosh Baruch Hu took that tail and he fashioned it into a woman. The Aruch says over here it doesn't mean tail in a literal sense. It means some davar miyusar, some extra limb that a person didn't need. So whether, even if it was an extra rib, it was just something that that man didn't need, and that was used to create Chava. But that counts as davar miyusar coincidence right before Purim when we're talking about tails. So that's the other place the Gemara talks about a human having a tail was by Vashti. So I don't know of any other places in Shas that come to mind where we talk about human beings having a tail. So Bishlam Lamandiam or Partsuf. So I understand very well, according to the Shita, that says Tzela means a Partsuf. So Hainu Duchsiv, Achor V'Kedem Tzratani. So we're going to bring all the Rayas now. So Raya number one, that's why it says Achor V'Kedem Tzratani. Lamandiam or Zanav, but if you say it was a tail, my Achor V'Kedem Tzratani, why does it say Achor V'Kedem Tzratani? What does it mean in front and in back? So Kedem Rabbi Ami, no, it means allegorically, Dam Rabbi Ami, Achor L'Maisa Bereshis, V'Kedem L'Pranos. That Adam Rishon is the last in Maisa Bereshis, but he's the first one to get punished. So Bishlam Archel Maisa Bereshis L'Evriad Mali Shabbata. I understand what it means that he was the last in Maisa Bereshis. Oh, there were Shesh Simei Amaseh, where everything was created, and then Adam was born into the world after everything was already created. El V'Kadam L'Peranus. But what does it mean that he was the first in Peranus? So Peranus to my which Peranus? Elim Peranus the Nachash. If it's the punishment that we received after the Chet Eitz Hadas with the Nachash. Tanya, but the Braisa tells us that he was not the first one punished when it came to the Nachash. Rebbe Omer Begedula, when it comes to a matter of Chashivus, Maschilin Min HaGadol, so we always begin with the greatest one in the group, Ubeklala, and when it comes to a matter of Peranus, Maschilin Min HaKatan, we always begin with the smallest in the group. The Gdula Maschilin Min HaGadol, where we find that with something of Chashivus, we begin from the greatest, Dixiv, because the Pasuk says, when it comes to eating the Karban Mincha by the Chanukah Samishkan, Vaidaber Moshe El Aaron Ve'el El Azar Ve'el Isamra Banav Hanosarim, Kichu Es HaMincha Ve'chu, etc. So you see that first Aaron, and then Banav, because that is Gdula, so we begin with the Gadol, we begin with Aaron, and then with his children. But Beklala Maschilin Min HaKatan, but when it comes to Klala, when it comes to Peranus, we start with the smallest of the group, at Tchil and Eskal al Nachash. Initially, the Nachash was cursed, L'Besop, Eskal al Chava, and only then Chava was cursed. Only then does it say, Eli Isha Amar Habar Ba'atzvonech, and you're going to suffer from childbirth, etc. L'Besop, Eskal al Adam, and only then in the next Pasuk does it say, that Arura Ha'adam Abavurecha, that you're going to have to work the land, and things are going to be so terrible. El Peranus, so it can't be the Peranus of the Nachash. Peranus of the Nachash, Adam was not first. Adam was last. Ella Peranus de Mabel. When we say that Adam was first, it must be the Peranus of the Mabel. Dechsev ayimachus kol yikum ashal pnei Adama me Adam viad behema. So Bereisha Adam v'hadar behema. First you have Adam, and then you have behema. So that's where we find that Adam was first to Peranus. Now it can't be. The Marshal points out that two words will like be superimposed on each other. One word by definition always is going to have to come before another the other word. But nevertheless, we're able to make such a drasha, because it already said Vayimachus Kol Yikum, so it didn't have to mention the details. Why does it have to say Adam Kol Yikum includes Adam and Behema? So the fact that the Torah then spells it out and puts Adam before Behema, that's an indication that it's Kadam LePeranus. So that's what that's how we rejected this raya that Achra VeKadam Tzoratani does not necessarily mean Siamese twins. It could be talking about when we were punished and when we were created. So Bishlam. Now the Gemara tries another raya. Bishlam Mandiam parts of, I understand very well if Adam and Chav were like a Siamese twin, Hainu Dixavi Yitzar Bishnei Yudin, that accounts for the two Yuds. Elamandiam Zanav, but if it was just if Chav was made from an extra limb that Adam had, Maiva Yitzar, why the two Yuds? Well, we have two other explanations of why we had the two Yuds. One of them was rejected, so we're not going back to that one, that Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, but we have the other one, that Oili Miyetzri, Oili Miyotzri, that it represents the fact that a person is sort of destined to battle his entire life, because on the one hand he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, but on the other hand the Yetzer Hara will not leave him alone, so long as he keeps doing the Ratzon Hashem, and that's our destiny, that's what we're supposed to do our entire lives, we're supposed to be battling that Yetzer Hara, and it doesn't go away. Adrab al-Gemara says, at the end of Masech Sukkah, that the Yetzirah only gets bigger. It only the more we defeat it, the stronger it becomes. Kala gadol mechavero Yetzirah gadol emenu. The Gemara, I think, in Avodah Zarah says that at the end of days, we're going to see our Yetzirah. The Sadiqim are going to see that it's like a har gavoa, that it's like a giant mountain, and the Rishayim are going to see that it was tiny because they never made it stronger by fighting it. But that's a person's avodah in this world. So Bishlam Mandiam are parts of another raya. If you say that it was parts of Hainu Dixiv Zachor Nekeva Bra'am. That's why it says Zachor Nekeva were created at one time. Elamand Yom Zanav. But if Chava was fashioned out of the Zanav, my Zachor Nekeva Bra'am. Why is it Zachor Nekeva Bra'am? Makes it sound like they were created together, or you know, fully formed. So Kedar Rabbi Avot, Rabbi Avot Rami. No, this is aligned with Rabbi Avot's resolution to a stira. Rabbi Avot asked the following stira: Ksiv Zachor Nekeva Bra'am, Uksiv Kibitzel Melkim Oses Adam. So it sounds like Adam alone and not together. So haketzad, how do we reconcile those two psukim? Betchila alu b'machshava livros shnayim. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a machshava to create them together. Ul b'sof l'nivra ela echad. But ultimately, he only created them as one. So whenever we say betchila, betchila alu b'machshava, so it doesn't actually mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind. It means that there is some sort of ideal that is supposed to be achieved, but in the olam hama'aseh, the ideal could not have happened in that way. but we're supposed to sort of work toward that that ideal. So you have such a lashon the Gemara has that bitchila in Maseches Menachos. I think that initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run the world with only midas adin, but he saw that ein olam miskayim with midas adin alone. So he's mishtatif midas harachamim together with midas adin. So that sets us the Shlach Kadosh explains. Rav Elchanan quotes in Kavitz Ma'amarim that tells us that there's an ideal that if a person is able to be a tzaddik gomer and he's able to pass through this world and even with midas adin and still be a tzaddik, that is the ideal. Lemaisa, it's not going to work out for most of us, for almost all of us, to work with midas adin. So there is this ideal that man and woman are equal and together and fashioned simultaneously and are part of the same body. And then lemaisa, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, was that woman was fashioned out of the extra limb. So Bisham, Madhyam, parts of another raya. If you say parts of Haynu Zechsiva Yiska Basar Tachtena, that's why the Pasuk says that after the second, the Siamese twin was taken, so the hole had to be closed up. But if it was just an extra limb, why do you have to close up anything afterwards? No, even if it's a tail, there is a place where it gets cut off. So that spot on the body had to be closed up. So Bishlam, the man, Yomar, Zanav, another raya, Hainu Dukhsiv. If you say that it was a tail, so now we have a raya in the other direction. That's why it says Vayiven, that Hashem had to build Chava out of the tail. But if she was already a fully formed person that was just like a Siamese twin, there actually are tshuvas about a Siamese twin. There's a tshuva in the Shvos Yaakov, lived a couple hundred years ago. There's a story somewhere in Europe where there were Siamese twins. So the Shvos Yaakov wrote like a pulled from the headlines kind of tshuva, where he says, oh, what would happen if these Siamese twins were Jewish, right? Would they be allowed to get married? Is it an isser of shochev im eshes achiv, you know, of being mishamish b'fnei kol chai, you know, these kinds of, how many pairs of tefillin would they put on, right? So he has a whole discussion about what the halacha would be. So Bishlam man yamar zana, if you say it's a zana, I understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu built. El man yamar partsuf, but if you say that it's a partsuf, my ve'even, what's the building? It's already a fully formed person. So says what does the pasuk mean when it says Hashem built the bone, the rib? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made braids in Chava to make her beautiful, and brought her to Adam Arishon. So Ve'ivan refers to the making of braids. And based on that, the idea that braiding hair is a malacha of bona on Shabbos, because that's the term that was used in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making the braids in Chava. Davar Acher, another interpretation of Vayiven. Vayiven, Amr Chis of Armila Masisa Tana, Melamit Shabnoa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechava Kibinyan Otsar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the shape of a woman's body like a storage facility for grain. Ma Otsar Zeh, Kotsar Milamala Varacha Milamata. Just like a storage facility is narrow at top and wider at the bottom, Kedei Lekabel HaSaperos, so that it can hold more peros all up to the height of the place where you're keeping the grain. Because if it were the opposite, if it were narrow at the bottom and wider at the top, then the weight would overwhelm the walls on both sides and it would tilt it in one direction or the other. So this way, it's set up to have stability so that it's able to hold as much grain as possible. So af isha k'tzari milamalur chavim milamata. A woman is also built in such a way where she's narrow on top and wider at the bottom, so that she's able to have structural integrity even when she's pregnant, that she's able to have a vlad develop inside of her. So vayivya el adam, and then the pasuk says that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, made fashioned Chava, he brought her to Adam. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, melamed shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushvin la Adam Arishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a shushvin, he was the one that brought Adam Arishon to the chuppah to be mesameach Adam Arishon. Mikalam the Torah derech eretz. And whenever we're told about HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing anything, the idea is to teach us a sense of derech eretz. Sheyachzor gadol katan b'shushvinus va'al yerelo. That al chasna, the day of his chasna, it doesn't matter who you are in terms of in society above this chasna, chasan on the day of his chasan, that he's the man. So you be the shushvin for the chasan on the day of his chasan. The chasan doma lemelech kind of thing. So even though Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously lahavdil, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a shushvin for anybody. Yeah, on the day of his chasan, even Kadosh Baruch Hu is a shushvin. If you assume that maybe that's another explanation of why people stand for the chasan, that if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is shushvino, then we're standing for the presence of the Shechina. So according to the Shita, that it's a partsuf. So heiminayu sagi bereisha, which one was facing forward and which one was facing backwards? Meaning the assumption is that they're not both walking sideways, I guess. So I'm Rav Nachman. It's mustaber the gavra sagi bereisha. It's most mustaber that the man was going forward because that's the derech eretz. The tanya lo yahalichad machari isha ba derech. A person is not supposed to follow behind a woman on the road because he's going to be able to look at her the whole time as she's walking. Vafilu ishto, even his own wife. It's where there wouldn't be an isser to be mistakel the ishto tahora, but nevertheless it's maguna to do so. Even ishto nida, there's no isser to be mistakel mekamos hamechus mekamos hagluyim shaba, only mekamos hamechusim shaba. The Radaz has a tshuva. Someone said you're not allowed to walk by the woman. What if she's covered from head to toe? I was in Costco yesterday. I saw a woman there who was covered. Just the eyes were peeking out, right? So a woman is covered like that, like some of the Muslim women. So is it usher to walk behind such a woman? The Radaz says, yeah, this has nothing to do with looking at Mekamos HaGluyim on her Mekamos HaMechusim on her body. This is looking at the tenuos, at the movements. So you're not allowed to walk even filu ishto. Nizdam lo al gesher, if a person encounters a woman and there's a bridge to cross, yisal kenel etzadin, he should go off to the side until they're no longer near each other anymore. And kala over achori isha banahar, and someone walks behind a woman in the river. So river, it's obviously tenuos is even more compromised because by the river she's going to have to lift up her clothing in order to get through the river. So such a person doesn't even have a chelek in Olam Haba, dafka by going after the woman by the river. That's what the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra says, that we refer to someone who chooses to walk by the river while the women are doing the laundry, that such a person is a Rasha. That even if he doesn't look, he's putting himself in temptation to look. So that such a person is a Rasha to go when he watches women by the river. So there's a discussion. It seems to be halacha psuka right here. It seems to be pretty straight out that you're not allowed to walk behind women. So already hundreds of years ago, the question started to be asked, what are you supposed to do? Where are you supposed to walk? There are women all over the place. So the Leket Yosha, Talmud of Chumash Hadeshen, already writes in those times, says now that women are as common in the Shuk as Kaki Chivri, as white geese can be found in the Shuk, one could argue that nowadays they're even more common than white geese in the Shuk. So it's not going to help. You're going to be makbid not to walk behind this woman. You'll just be behind a different woman. It's not going to make any difference. That's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in the Tshuva in Mincha Shlomo, that this halacha doesn't really apply anymore. Obviously, the halacha of istakel still applies. Now let be mistakel be isha, but there's no longer halacha that you're not allowed. We've been desensitized to the issue of walking behind an isha b'shuk. And a similar type of halacha, if a person is counting money and he's passing it from his hand to the woman's hand, and he's doing it because he's trying to extend his conversation so that he can look at her more, like we had with Shaul HaMelech, that the women wanted to talk, they carried on a conversation with Shaul HaMelech because he was Mishichma Lamaila and he was so impressive that they wanted to be mistakel at him. So if a man does that to a woman, even if he has all the Torah Meisim Tovim in the world, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's still not going to be cleared from Gehenim. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Yod liyod lo yinakera, lo yinaka midina shel Gehenim. Then if someone goes Yad liyad and he's counting the money, Yad liyad, he's not going to be cleansed from the din of Gehenim. Amar of Nachman, Manoach Ama Oretz Haya. Manoach, the father of Shimshon Agibar, was an Ama Oretz. Dechsiv, because the pasuk tells us when his wife told him that he should come with her to the malach that's standing out in the field, Vayelech Manoach Acharei Ishto. So you see, he didn't learn the basic halacha that you're not supposed to go Acharei Isha Vafilu Ishto. So he went after his wife. So Masrav Nachman Yitzchak Elameyat Kabi Elkana Duxiv Vayelech Elkana Acharei Ishto VeGabi Elisha Duxiv. What about by the fact that it says by Elkana that Vayelech Elkana Acharei Ishto, or by Elisha it says when the Isha Shunamis came to tell him about her son dying, yakam veilech achareha hachinami achareha mamish. You think it means literally achareha? You can't say about Elkanah and Elisha. These were neviim. You can't say that they didn't know anything. Ela achre dvareha v'achre atzasa. No, it means that they followed her advice, her guidance, her direction. So achinami achre dvareha v'achre atzasa. Over here also by Manoach, it must mean the same thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that Manoach is nama aretz. Tosfos points out very fascinating over here. The pasuk that we quote, Vayelech Elkanah achare ishto. So you'll notice on the side of the page, it does not tell you where that pasuk is. So Tosfos writes that's because it does not exist. Shibushu shein pasuk zeh b'kala mikra v'logar sinulay. That such a pasuk does not exist in all of mikra. So the Gemara is quoting a phantom pasuk. It doesn't exist. Shuvas ha-Gaonim, they say that Rav Haigon was asked about many pasukim that the Gemara brings that the Gemara just misquotes. So he says sometimes it's a Tos Sofer. Sometimes the Gemara quotes the basic inyan and it's a paraphrasing a pasuk. So you have different reasons why the Gemara will say something that as if it's a pasuk when it's not actually a pasuk. Tosfos writes himself about pasuk. Not all the Amoraim were bekiyim in all of Tanakh. That some of them didn't know all of the pasukim. So that's also a possibility that they didn't know all of the pasukim. I forgot to mention the other Tosfos on top of that one. Over achari isha benar ein lo chelik ol maba. Someone who walks behind a woman doesn't have a chelik ol maba. Tosfos sort of mutes that a little bit. He says pirish imrogil bekach lifi shiavuli de niuf v'sofiyar the gehenim. It's not just walking behind a woman by the river. It's that if someone is in the habit of doing that, ultimately he's going to commit adultery, and that's what's going to be the ein lo chelik liol maba. So I'm Rav Ashi. The ma'ida kamar Rav Nachman Menoach Amaretz. If you say that Menoach is not Amaretz, afilu be Rav Nami lo kara. It means he didn't even learn like the basic pshuto shel mikra that they teach little children. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it talks about Rivka going with Eliezer toward Yitzchak, vatakam Rivka v'narosav vatirkavna alagamalim vatilachna acharei ish velo lifnei ish. It says that Rivka went behind the man, not in front of the man. So how could it be that Manoach didn't know that? So the Acharon point out, what do you mean? Manoach was with his own wife, meaning Eliezer and Rivka were not married to each other. So the assumption is but Rivka was still single, and therefore there wouldn't be any additional Isser beyond, because she was not yet an Ashes Ish. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achori Ari v'lo achori Isha. Better to walk behind a lion than behind a woman. Achori Isha, meaning the spiritual danger of being achori Isha, is greater than the physical danger of being behind a lion. And better to be behind a woman than behind avodas kochav and mazalos, because you're going to likely have a person will have yetzer hara to start believing in those things. But the height of chutzpah is to go behind the shul when the tzibur is davening, because the when it comes to avodas zara, you go achori avodas zara. It's a chashash shema yimashef. The Meiri points out, but over here, right then in the moment, it's near a kikofer. It looks like you're denying whatever's going on in that shul, that you're not interested in participating in the tefillah. But the Gemara says there are a number of exceptions. That's only if you're not carrying something. But if you're carrying something, so then it's obvious that you're not trying to avoid shul, you just have somewhere that you have to be. It's also only true if there's no other doorway to the Beis HaKnesses. If you walk by one doorway of the shul, the assumption might be that you'll go into the other doorway. So no one's going to assume that you're being kofar and whatever's going on in the shul. It's also only if you're not riding a donkey, you're walking by foot. But if you're riding a donkey, people will assume that you're going to guard your donkey, you have to put it somewhere, and therefore you can't come into shul right now. And also only if a person is not wearing tefillin. But if a person is wearing tefillin, then the tefillin are mochiach that he's interested in mitzvos, and that he's not going to be mevatel the tefillah. Tefillin are also an os, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, that tefillin are the os between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, mikam chayisol, we have tefillin, mishmai yisol, shemel, kenesh, shemachad. So the whole problem of walking past the shul is that it looks like you're not interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka tefillin is an oath. That's a sign that a person is interested in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav, Yetzer Hara doma luzvuv, v'yoshev bein shnei miftachei alev. The Yetzer Hara is like a little gnat, like a fly that sits between two chambers of the heart. Shnemar zvuvim mavis yavish, yabia shemen rokeach. The Yetzer Hara will destroy the shame tov that a person has. Ushmol amar kamin chitosh hudome. It's like a single kernel of wheat. Shnemar lepesach chatas rovitz. And we're assuming that the Pesach Halev, the Yetzer Hara is there, and it's chatas is a lashon of chita, which is interesting because that was one of the possibilities of what the Eitz Hadas was way back on Daf Mem, right? That it may have been a chita, so it represents chet. Tan Rabban, shtei klayos yesh baba adam. Most people have two kidneys. Achas yatzto l'tova, one of them gives him good advice, v'achas yatzto l'ra'a, and one gives him etza for the negative. U'mestavra t'tova li'yamino, and it's most mestaver that the one that gives him etza tova is the one on his right side, v'ra'a l'smolo, and the one that gives him etza ra'a is the one that's on his left side. T'chsiv lev chacham li'yamino, v'lev ksil l'smolo. So the lev has two yo'atzim, the one that's mi'yamin is mi'ya'etz chachma, and the one that's mi'smol is mi'ya'etz him to do foolish things, and those are the two klayos. Tan Rabbanan, klayos yatzos. Once we mention the kidneys, so we're going to talk about what each body part does, what their function is. So the klayos, their function is to give etza to the lave, to do bad or good, depending which kidney we're talking about. Lave mavin, the heart understands the etza and therefore decides what to do. Lashon mechatech, the tongue formulates words. Peg gomer, the mouth completes it to bring those words out into the world. Veshet machnes umotzi kol mine machal, the veshet brings in and out all sorts of food. Kana motzi kol, the kana is what allows us to speak, is what allows us to make noise. And reya shoeves, the kol mine mashkin, and the lungs draw in all sorts of liquids that come in through the veshet. So the Rishonim all point out, no, they don't. I mean, if the lungs have too much liquid coming in, you'll die. That's drowning. So it means that something else, that the lungs somehow play a role in allowing the veshet to draw in food and drink. Kavit kaves, and the liver causes the person to get angry. Mara zarekas botipa, the mara, the gallbladder adds something umani chasov that takes away the kas from that otherwise would have happened. And tchol sochik, and the spleen is grinds up the food, or some say sochik, some say shochik. Sochik would mean like gives the person a sense of levity, and that's how Rashi seems to understand. But others say no, it's like shchika sammanim. It's like grinding something up, that it grinds up the food. Korkavan tochin, but then you have the next one where the korkavan is actually tochin the machal, it grinds up the food. Keva yeshena, the keva brings a person to sleep. Af neor, the af brings a person to wake up. Neor yashin, the yashin and neor, nimok v'olichlo. And if that which causes him to sleep, it starts causing him to wake up, or the opposite, then the person is going to fall apart. Tanavim, shneim yeshenim, o shneim neorim miad meis. And if they both try to do the same thing, they both are sleeping, and they're both waking a person up, then the person is going to die immediately. I mean, this is similar to the bracha of Asher Yatzar that we learned about yesterday, that everything is with a purpose and every body part has to function the way it was meant to function in order for a person to be able to live. Tanya, Rav Yosef Gliliomer, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. Tzadikim are ruled by their Yetzer Tov. Shenemar, V'libi Chalal Bekirbi. By David HaMelech, who is a tzadik, it says, Libi Chalal Bekirbi. Chalal is Lashon of mace, that the Yetzer Hara that's in my heart is considered like a mace because I'm totally, I overpower it all the time. Rishayim Yetzer Hara, but the Rishayim are guided and controlled by the Yetzirah. That I think Bekerav Libi, and I say that the Pesha, the Yetzir Hara, is telling me to stop fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is leading the person in that direction. direction. And Beinoni Mezeves Eshofta. Beinoni sometimes goes this way, sometimes goes that way. Sometimes he's controlled by the Yetzer Tov, sometimes by the Yetzer Ra. Shenemar Yamud Yemin Avion Loshia Mishoftei Nafsho for Loshon Rabim. Shoftei, that there are two Shoftim inside of him, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. Amar Rabba Kugon Anu Beinonim. So Rava or Rabba, depending on your girsa, say, yeah, we're Beinonim. So Amalei Abayis, Abayi, who's a Talmud of Rabba, said, Lo Shavik Mar Chai L'Kol Bria. If you're a Beinoni, then what does that say about the rest of us? If even you're not a Tzadik Gomer, then there's no Tzadik Gomer in the entire world. This is obviously very relevant to the Sugya Maseches Rosh Hashanah about the role of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, right? That already the Tzadikim Gemurim and the Rishonim Gemurim are Nidon on Rosh Hashanah. That up until Yom Kippur, though, it's for the Beinonim. So how broad a population is that Beinoni population? So we always assume it's all of us. So this is a good support for that. According to Rabba, it's all of us. Rabba himself thought he was a Beinoni. The worlds were only created for Rishonim Gemurim and Tzadikim Gemurim. He means Olam Haba was created for Tzadikim Gemurim and Olam Hazeh was created for Rishonim Gemurim. And Rashi explains, because Rishonim Gemurim are going to enjoy the benefits of this world so that they won't have any Zechuyos left. They're going to get paid back for all the Zechuyos in this world, so by the time they get to the next world, there are no Zechuyos, there's no reward for them to have anymore. That was one of the three answers the Gemara had back on Dav Zayin, where the Gemara asked, why is it Tzadik V'Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo, and sometimes Tzadik V'Tovlo and Rasha V'Ralo? So one of the possibilities, well, the Gemara didn't actually give that answer, but the Gemara gives this answer in other places, in Maseches Kiddushin and elsewhere, that no, that Tzadik suffers because his path is being cleared for Olam Haba, and the Rasha benefits because his path is being cleared also for Gehenim. So Amar Rava, Leida Inish B'Nafshei Im Tzadik Gomor Hu Im Lav. A person needs to know about himself whether he's a Tzadik Gomor or not. Amar Rav Lo Ibri Alma Elo La'achav Ben Amri L'Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba were created for very extreme characters. La'achav Ben Amri was a Rasha Gomor, so he got Olam Hazeh. He got Olam Hazeh in order to that he's going to suffer in Olam Haba. L'Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa Olam Haba, and Olam Haba was created for the likes of Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. V'yahavtos Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk says in Kriyat Shema we have to love Hashem. B'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha. So Tanya Blazer Amar Im Nemer b'chol nafshcha l'Amar b'chol modech v'Nemer b'chol modech l'Amar Nemer b'chol nafshcha. Why does he have to say both b'chol nafshcha and b'chol modecha? El yesh chadam shugufa chavalav mimamono. If you have a person that values his life more than he values his money, lekach nemer b'chol nafshcha. We say that which is most valuable to you, your life, you have to love Hashem with. Yesh chadam shemanu chavalav migufa. And you have a person who values his money more than his physical well-being, lekach nemer b'chol modecha. That's why it says with that which is most valuable to you, even your money. Rabbi Kiva b'chol nafshcha afilu notalas nafshcha. And Rabbi Kiva says b'chol nafshcha means even if they're going to take your life, you have to be willing to give up your life for Avas Hashem. And the Gemara tells a story to that effect. There was a gzera that the Jewish people were not allowed to learn Torah. But Papus Ben Yudah mitzol Rabbi Akiva shayim makil kilos barabim bolsek b'Torah. And Papus Ben Yudah saw that Rabbi Akiva was teaching Talmidim in public. So I'm like, Akiva, yetam yisarim b'nei malchus, aren't you afraid that you're going to be arrested and punished? So I'm like, em shalucha mashal ma davadomah. So Rabbi Akiva says, let me give you a mashal. L'shul shayim ahalich al gavanar. You have a fox that was going right by the river, and he saw fish gathering from one place to the other. So he said to the fish, what are you running from? There are fishermen here, and they're coming with nets to try to catch us. So the shul said to the fish, why don't you come up to the dry land and you and I will live together just like our forefathers lived together. So the fish said to the fox, you're the one that's supposed to be the smart one. You're a fool. If in the only place where we can live, the place where we derive our very life from, we're afraid because we might not be able to escape the fishermen. In a place where we're certainly dialects, we're going to be in trouble. So we can't go on to dry land. So says Rabbi Akiva, the same is true for Klal Yisrael. If we're in trouble when we're learning Torah, and the Torah is like a water to fish, so if we stop learning Torah, we're going to be in much bigger trouble. So Amr It didn't take long after that, till they arrested Rabbi Akiva and they threw him into jail. The Tavsul Papas Ben Yehuda, and they also arrested Papas Ben Yehuda on some trumped up charge. The Chavshu Etzlom, and they jailed Papas Ben Yehuda together with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Papus, mi aviyachalakan? What did you do that you got arrested for?" Meaning he was trying to get Papus to contemplate this. So Amalei Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfas al divrei Torah, oilol Papus shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. That at least you got arrested for divrei Torah. I got arrested for dvarim b'teilim. Dvarim b'teilim meaning on false charges. The Medrash tells us. Well, let's go a little further. B'shal shotzius Rabbi Akiva la Riga, when they took Rabbi Akiva out to get killed. Zman kriyashma haya. It was zman kriyashma. V'yisarkim es b'sar b'masrekel shel barzel, and they were combing off his skin with the iron combs. V'yav mekabel lavol malchus shemayim, and he was being mekabel al malchus shemayim. He was saying kriyashma at that time. Samar lo talmidim. Talmidim said, Rabbeinu ad kan. You have to be mosir nefesh for kiyum mitzvos, even as they're scraping your skin to say kriyashma. Amalem kol yama yisim mitzar al pasuk. Said my whole life, I always wondered about this pasuk. It always bothered me. B'chol nafshecha, I feel no tils nishmascha, that you have to be willing to give your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Marti, masa yavol yadi v'akaymenu. When will I ever have the opportunity to do something like that? V'akshav shabol yadi lo akaymenu. Now that I have the opportunity, I'm not going to do it. Hayamarich be'echad. He was ma'arich with the word echad in the first pasuk of Kriyashma. Actually, the Gemara had said way back on Daf Yud Gimel that kolamarich be'echad is ma'arich in the yom of Shnosim. So kolamarich be'echad. So he was ma'arich be'echad. Ashiyatsa nishmaso be'echad until he died with the word echad. Yatsa baskal diyamar ashrech Rabbi Akiva shiyatsa nishmaso be'echad. That he's so fortunate that his neshama left with the word echad. Amru Malach Yashar Sinei Kodesh Baruch Hu Zut Har Vizu Skara. The Malach Yashar is challenging Kodesh Baruch Hu. How could this be the schar for this kind of Torah? The pasuk says Mimsim Yadcha Hashem Mimsim. So Amru Lahem. So Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu responded to them. Chelkam Bechayim. Their chelak is in Olam Haba. Yatsa Baskel VeAmra Ashrech Rabbi Akiva Shatamazuman LeChayei HaOlam Haba. That Rabbi Akiva is destined to go directly to Olam Haba. That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up from there at Lo Yachah. Thank you.